Well, hello, guys. Now I've got a beer in front of me. It's Moretti. I'm into Moretti at the moment. But it's kind of like Fimmons. You're into them for a while, and then you're into something else. But I've got a couple of news items for you that you might find interesting. The first one is a 20-year-old Fimmon, who presumably was in Cancun having a holiday, and obviously with her boyfriend. They're staring at an air-nib place. But for some reason, she locked herself out. Now, I don't know if there's any drink involved in this, but you're on holiday, it's Cancun, there could be. But anyway, she tried to climb up to the third floor or something, somehow, to get through a window or something, or a balcony, and unfortunately she fell. And apparently she died quite instantly. Now, this is a tragic accident, of course. But this is society pretty much everywhere. Without knowing any of the facts or what really went on, the first thing they did was arrest the boyfriend. That's right, put him in handcuffs and everything. But it was found out it was just a tragic accident, and he was finally released. But it's amazing to me when a femon dies, they find the nearest husband, boyfriend, or man standing anywhere near the area, and they arrest him. Because it's not possible for a femon to have a complete accident. And men now are considered guilty until proven innocent. That's how men are oppressed in society. I'll put a link to the story down below. There is a picture of the femon. And she does bear the marks of a modern femon, if you know what I mean. But think about this man. It must have been traumatic for him. Not only did he lose his girlfriend, but he was arrested for it. The laws do need to change. But as we know, this happens all the time. Now, this other news story is a bit confusing for me. So this Fermon police person had 6 affairs where she worked with other police people, all men. One time when she was on duty. Now, obviously, she's been sacked. I know you're thinking to yourself, she must be a right old hottie. Nope. Here she is. So this is why I couldn't understand it. She's nothing to look at. She's weird looking to me. And she seems to have no sex appeal whatsoever. I mean, to me, she's butt ugly. And believe it or not, this police femon was married. She'd been married for 4 years. And when her husband found out, he's decided to stay with her and save his marriage. Hey, buddy, you ain't got one. Maybe she just misunderstood the vows that she took. I wonder how many guys she went with at the reception. Now, here's a picture of her husband, so you can see that he looks like a right old wimp. She didn't just have one affair, she had 6. And I guess he's going, oh, that's okay, everybody can make mistakes. What is this guy, nuts? These are the 6 they found out about. What about the other guys when she was on her way home or something? And I say, for the life of me, I have no idea how she attracts these men at all. And the femme wasn't too perturbed about it. She just said, oh, well, I'll just have to get on with my life. There was another couple of men, I think, sacked as well at the police office. I mean, the husband's 28 years old. I believe she's 26. Or is that the number of policemen she went with at the policeman's ball? Or balls, that is. And if the husband thinks she's going to stop doing it, he's mistaken. And of course, this is the trouble of femmes, generally speaking. They have no real shame. Guilt doesn't seem to affect them in any way. Maybe the guys in the police station did it as a bet. Who knows? Doesn't say whether these other men at the police station were married or not, but look how much trouble this femme has caused. She should go work on an oil rig. That dipstick of her husband of hers wouldn't mind, I don't suspect. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think about these 2 sort of news stories. And I'm well into Moretti at the moment. And life is good. Thanks for listening, guys.